It's been more than a month since oil burst through a pipe 5,000 feet below the surface of the Gulf of Mexico. 36 days, and raw petroleum continues to coat the waters, the animals, the plants, and the land that it touches. Doug Suttles of BP tells CBS News his company is doing everything it can.
I want this thing to stop. We want it to stop. The people who live here want it to stop. I'm doing everything we can. I don't know anything we could be doing that we aren't doing.
Well, Senator Dick Durbin says they'd better figure it out.
BP, in my mind, no longer stands for British Petroleum. It stands for Beyond Patience.
And Ken Salazar says if BP can't do it,
we'll push them out of the way appropriately.
With BP pushed aside, who steps in to clean up the Gulf? Who can do the job? Who wants the job? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Tuesday, May 25th, and we're not getting any good news out of the Gulf.
And there's not a line there of people ready to replace BP, that's for sure. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories, where we are getting an indication of the government considering the idea of removing BP from the cleanup operation. Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen says, though, that removing BP from the efforts is not an option.
To push BP out of the way would raise a question to replace them with what?
We're going to talk about that in a moment. But to help pay for the cleanup, Congress is considering quadrupling the tax on oil to 32 cents a barrel. And we're learning this morning BP played a big role in the botched cleanup operations in the 1989 Exxon Valdez disaster. Turns out, according to the Associated Press, the leader of the containment effort after the tanker ran aground wasn't Exxon, it was BP. It's because a BP-owned company was required to respond to the spill. Investigations that followed blamed the company for a response bungled on many levels. Today, many say BP didn't learn its lesson, even though Tony Hayward, the company's CEO, says,
"We are not limiting the resources that we're applying to this. We're trying to do the right thing. We're trying to do it the right way. And we are trying to communicate openly and transparently."
Joining us now, David Biello, Associate Editor of Environment and Energy at Scientific American. So David, if they push BP out of the way, can the U.S. government do that, even with the use of the military? Or if the government takes over from BP, are they going to end up having to hand it over to a contractor?
Certainly the government could take over from BP, meaning they have the legal authority. The problem is they don't have the tools or the know-how to stop a oil well flowing deep beneath the sea. And if they do push BP aside, there really isn't anybody to take over for them.
Okay, we're going to talk about more of this in a moment. David Biello, stay with us.
President Obama and congressional Democrats took a big step last night in repealing the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The deal allows for a vote on the policy banning openly gay Americans from the military as early as this week. Meanwhile, our partner, the New York Times, is reporting that the Pentagon has approved a broad expansion of special ops activities in the Middle East and Africa. They're said to be covert intelligence gathering missions, not offensive operations.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is joining the U.S. in calling for sanctions against North Korea.
I'm confident that the Council will take measures appropriate to the gravity of the situation.
Meanwhile, in a show of force, the U.S. will take part in two major military exercises off the Korean Peninsula. And a man in northern Florida is glad his daughter wasn't asleep on Friday. 30 minutes after she got up, a 3-foot-long, 400-pound sonar buoy used to track submarines crashed through the roof of their home and landed on her bed. Turns out a plane on a Navy training flight out of Jacksonville dropped the cylinder from more than 500 feet. Luckily, no one was hurt.
Yikes.
Looking at the Asian markets and European markets are down. Futures way down. The Dow starts at 10,066. That's a 3-month low. The S&P at 1,073. The Nasdaq opens at 2,213.
That little girl should buy a lottery ticket, that's for sure. So coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk about whether the government can and should take over the Gulf Coast cleanup. That's coming up.